Nearly 2 years ago, we brought you the story of a young man who had his sights firmly fixed on getting to college. But Alex Diaz is a high school dropout and a former gang member who'd been to prison for a felony. And where Alex Diaz had been did not make a clear path to where he wanted to go.
A lot of people see you as like, you're not going to go nowhere, you're not going to get a job or even go back to school. I even felt like that at one time for hearing it so much. And I just had to overcome everybody's opinions and everybody's thoughts.
Well, that was January 2016. But today we wanted to bring you an update on Alex Diaz, because thanks to his hard work and the support of a group called College Bound Dorchester in Boston, Alex's dreams of college were finally realized. Takeaway producer Elizabeth Ross brings us this update from Boston.
In this business, you have to understand what you're doing. Simple, okay?
Down in a brightly lit basement classroom, a small group of students is learning the ins and outs of residential electrical wiring.
If you do not size and correct it, you know what happened? Fire! 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 Ding, ding, ding.
Alex Diaz is among those listening intently during class here at the Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology.
Just me sitting here right now in college is... I feel different, you know. I feel like I never actually committed no crimes or nothing like that. Like, I'm just, you know, so it feels good.
This college classroom is a world away from the life Diaz once knew, when he dropped out of high school and joined a gang. That life led to Diaz serving 8 years in prison for armed robbery.
I mean, to put all those things in it like that.
Good question, Alex.
Now 31-year-old Diaz is pursuing a certificate in practical electricity at Benjamin Franklin. He hopes to eventually get an associate's degree in automotive or electrical technology. But even getting this far has been challenging.
You know, I did a lot of stuff. I know people that don't like me, you know, and it's just the cops, too. Cops around, you know, they still think you're doing the same old stuff, you know, and not realizing what you're really doing, you know. But at the end of the day, I don't let it get to me no more, you know. I just move forward and do what I got to do. And one day, sooner or later, they'll understand what I'm really doing.
When I first met Diaz nearly 2 years ago, he was working with College Bound Dorchester to obtain the equivalent of a high school diploma. The Boston nonprofit recently made that process a bit easier for Diaz and other former gang members and convicted felons. It's paying them to go to college. Students who qualify get $400 a week, or more than $20,000 a year.
They pay us to go to school, you know, and that helps us for our bills, you know, kind of helps us to motivate us to go to school the next day and not focus on the streets more, and you know, and help us support our family, like my daughter that's 11 years old. You know, she started school, so it's getting more and more expensive with her, so it helps out a lot.
College Bound Dorchester founder and CEO Mark Cullerton thinks it's well worth it. Massachusetts spends more than $55,000 a year to house a single prison inmate. Cullerton says his nonprofit targets the toughest youth from the most dangerous hotspots in Boston. They're not always successful.
We've had students shot and killed. We've had students that couldn't stick with the program and made bad choices and got arrested. And we even had a staff member that was shot in their line of work. But this is the nature of the world that these guys live in.
College Bound Dorchester says it's seen a 71% reduction in recidivism among its students. 150 of them are currently in college. But the program doesn't just want to transform its students' lives. It wants to use people like Diaz to influence others and transform their communities too. Take Diaz's older sister, Aixa. She helped look after Diaz's daughter while he was in prison. And at 33, she's now keen to get her high school diploma too.
I'm a certified nurse assistant. I'm licensed for that without a high school diploma. So I feel like with the high school diploma, I can succeed way more. And, you know, and they make my brothers and sisters proud of me, too.
Over the summer, she was among the many families cheering on her brother and all the students at a College Bound Dorchester graduation ceremony.
Alex Diaz!
As for Diaz, he says there's a lot that keeps him motivated to succeed in college. And it's not just because he's being paid to go there.
I think about going back to jail. You know, I think about if I just decide to not go to school for a week, there's going to be something, you know, that can happen bad, and I can't afford to go back to prison. I'm, you know, what you consider almost a three strike. So anything, I go back. So I just focus on my life, my future, and school, and my daughter.
Diaz's daughter is one of the many who are looking up to him these days and willing him on to succeed. For The Takeaway, I'm Elizabeth Ross.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.